Hello and welcome to this episode of the Grow VC Everyone Funding Startups podcast. I'm your host Marcus, and today we're speaking with Tony Dillon, our head of European operations at Grow VC. And Tony's been leveraging the European environment for startups and developing this field with a European context in mind. So Tony, why don't you introduce yourself, give a little background to who you are and where you've come from to our listeners.
Thanks for that, Marcus. Well, my background is very much finance orientated, whereas in the later years, I've gone more into the digital media and technology side. I started off doing economics at London University, after which I traveled actually around South America and Australia. And when I came back, I came into the financial arena in terms of raising investments for high-risk companies. And I raised substantial funds for some British films, quite high risk. Now, after that, I completed financial qualifications to comply with the FSA regulations. And then I decided to pursue more financial investments in the UK, which utilized specific tax breaks to get high-risk investments like wind farms and more kind of European and international films financing. After that closed, I actually joined the head of UK and the Middle East for Variety, which was an online entertainment publication. We launched a number of digital initiatives there, and with the upcoming new technologies in terms of Facebook and Twitter and engaging with the audience, it was a huge transition from basically being a print magazine to being a whole kind of online entertainment engagement platform. After which I actually joined Barclays in the technology team, in the media, technology and telecom side, and we analyzed a lot of upcoming companies who've been going for 3 years, and also established technology companies and helping them with their financial needs really. But obviously with the downturn, it was it proved a more challenging aspect, and I felt that companies who were established would obviously find it easier to find credit. But I felt that there was a real great need to get companies, specifically startups, initial financing to get off the ground, and that's when I came across Grow VC.
And that was, I guess, that was late summer or early fall last year. But what was it initially that sparked your interest in Grow VC? What was kind of your, when you approached Grow VC and thinking about the concept, what did you see that actually kind of got you really interested?
Well, the last, since 2008, I've been very much involved in the technology and media sector. So I had my eyes on all the kind of big things coming out of America in terms of initiatives. And as you can imagine, being on the scene in the London European tech community, I actually came across a number of individuals who worked at platforms such as Indiegogo. And I thought there were very, very interesting concepts to help people who had a lot of trouble getting interesting projects off the ground, which wouldn't require that much investment. Around the time, I think it was February 2010, March 2010, I came across Grow VC, which was mentioned and talked about in the same arena. And that's when I thought that this was an interesting concept. But the fact that it wasn't just US based, it was a global, provided a very kind of interesting aspect to something we could do on a global scale.
All right, let's look at a good case example right now. Let's take a couple of steps back from Grow VC, and that is the UK economy. That's been quite a topical discussion point lately with Startup Britain and some regulatory changes as well. What do you think about the landscape? What do you think of its development, some implications, and what do you think of the overall reception and feedback that these initiatives have got?
I mean, certainly in the last, the last UK budget, it's been an improvement on what has existed before. But what I'll actually say is a main point in terms of investment in the UK for specific, be it projects or high-risk companies. It was always promoted, since 1997. It was always promoted as a tax break rather than obviously an equity stake, which it was. So a lot of the investments were mainly around capital gains deferrals or income tax rebates. And as a result, your investment wasn't as at risk as it would be if you had 100% equity stake. As a result, through various kind of wealth managers and banks, the investments for these companies were sold as actually tax deferral schemes rather than investments. And I believe the quality suffered. And over the last kind of 10 years, you've seen that a lot of companies didn't do as well. So right now, especially the last couple of years, with a lot of these tax schemes closing and a lot of promotion of general 100% investment into small to medium enterprises and even startups, and also the generalization of getting possibly some debt involved when these companies get off the ground, the ethos is changing in terms of yes, there should be tax incentives, but that's not the primary goal.
And there's a lot going on in terms of startups on a global level, not just in the UK, but a lot wider. I mean, there was Startup America, and there are probably similar initiatives in most of the countries and governments trying to provide the right environment to foster this innovation that's going to create tomorrow's jobs. So there's been definitely a lot of interest in this field. What do you see as the implications for example, GrowVC and these different models that could actually make this more efficient?
Certainly, over the last 3 or 4 months, the initiatives that different governments have set up does look like it's falling in line with the plans that we have. Although GrowVC is a global venture community, it essentially starts on the local level, where, for example, like Startup Britain or Startup America, and then the companies have an ability to cross different geopolitical boundaries in terms of their businesses. So certainly we are at the kind of at the starting point of offering a platform that falls in lines with their goals. Specifically, a lot of the countries are making specific regulation changes to make these to make companies grow faster, which is a good sign.
So I already mentioned in the beginning that you're the head of the European operations for GrowVC. So tell us a little bit about that, a little bit about the European operations, and just basically what you've been working on recently and what's been cooking there.
Absolutely. I think obviously when we started, it was a case of generally getting some knowledge, some feedback of where we are in Europe, what's the kind of startup scene like, not just in the UK, but in different countries like Spain, France, Italy, Portugal, Greece. And what we're seeing is that over the last year and so, some really interesting startups have come out of specific countries. And then the cultural, there's been a great cultural shift towards individuals getting their own initiatives and going, listen, I have this great idea. The lack of funding at this point won't get me down. I will find a great team and hopefully we can build this together. But right now we need to do this. So it's very much in the American sense of get things done, go do things, rather than waiting for other individuals to come up with great ideas. So it has kind of liberalized the kind of startup community, which is a great thing. And individuals feel like they're able to, the opportunity is there to really make something happen. So it's been great to kind of meet more individuals, entrepreneurs, and getting their feedback and letting them know that GrowVC, we're an operation and that we're a global platform. but also speaking to big companies who are already in the ecosystem, be it Microsoft or Intel, or even Google. They realize that where we are in terms of the startup community, so there is a need for us, so it provides great validation there. I've also been working on obviously growing the user base in terms of not just making startups aware of our site, but also fundamentally investors, be it individual investors or angel networks, to make them aware that this is a platform for them to be introduced or get engaged with other startups as well. And also experts, consultants who have great services to offer to startups, which startups may not be aware of as right now, and they can engage with them. So it's a great way for the whole process to become simplified and enable the startup to have more time to actually build their company than actually look for the structure around them. Yeah, one of the main issues, the main areas that I've been looking at is to bring GrowVC in terms of awareness and what our profile is to universities and incubators, and to engage with entrepreneurs and businesses and startups that are coming out of the university base. So we've had some great feedback from substantial, various high profile universities in the UK. And also, we're hoping to deal with one of the high-profile organizations that brings all the entrepreneurial societies in the UK together. So that's very exciting to let them know about GrowVC and that we're not only building a platform for startups, but also we're coming up with innovative ideas that will enable entrepreneurs within universities to engage better, to work together better, and hopefully come out of the university with great ideas or great possibilities to work with startups or launch their own businesses.
And you've also naturally met a lot of people in the last few months talking about GrowVC and approaching these different stakeholders. What's been your own experience from that process in meeting different people that have different sorts of attitudes? Has that been what you expected and anticipated in some way, or just generally, how has that kind of played into what you had in mind before going into that process?
I mean, certainly it's great to kind of meet entrepreneurs and startups. You get a sense of that, you know, this is something that they want to be involved in. When I started off, the visibility was generally there, but it wasn't a case of them knowing what GrowVC, the values or what it represented. But over the last few months, it has certainly grown to the sense that people generally know what GrowVC represents. But not only that, they want to find out more and they want to actually engage with it. And one of the most important things that I realized from a lot of entrepreneurs and startups is that they have big ambitions. They don't necessarily, just because they're from Europe or from a different smaller country, that they kind of just want to sit and say, listen, I'll keep my business just in our specific territory. They're actually, all of them are thinking global. So I've met a lot of individuals who are based in one territory who want to do business in a different country. Met one gentleman who's launched a very successful product in India, who's met a very interesting individual, lady who imported artifacts from China, and she wanted to kind of build a business in India. So, you know, having a global platform, I think in terms of getting people on the ground to work with them on different models or aspects, is a great thing to enable them to do it.
And I think also what you mentioned, that many startups are naturally global, that it's something that is quite comfortable for them to actually have big ambitions. That's definitely something that we've also seen in the last couple of years. The way that individuals also see their careers and see their initiatives and ventures, that has also developed a lot. So that's very exciting to see. All right, let's take a look into the future, a brief glimpse. There's lots going on in terms of different initiatives, different people pushing the field and developing, let's call it startup funding or new funding solutions. So, in terms of the next years, what do you look forward to the most?
Well, I think the first, from a customer point of view or general individual who likes using different products, I think because the world is more open and that businesses or startups with their different products or services that they provide to end users and customers, because the competition is just not limited to your own territory, competition breeds innovation. So in the end, not only does the startup win, but the end user or the customer benefits from having the best products out there. So certainly that's quite exciting to see. So we'll see a lot of great innovation out there. But speaking to a number of futurists, I think it's more exciting to see startups who are going to create new products in arenas we haven't seen yet. In terms of two of the areas that I've been looking to quite likely is obviously the health market in terms of the mobile and internet devices that will play in terms of helping us monitor our health or live better lives. And also the physical fitness market in terms of how that will interact with us. So these are two markets right now where there's some great products out there, but there's a whole scope for growth. And also I can also see the regulations being reduced or lessened in specific countries, and that's certainly what the UK is trying to do. And they've found that over the last 10 years that due to bureaucracy and slowness, that companies who are at the cusp of creating great products aren't able to do this, and the bureaucracy actually slows them down. So what we've seen is that, you know, if it's simple, if they're able to get it done, you know, that's what breeds great businesses.
I thought we could conclude this episode with a brief look at some personal learning, which is of course very important when dealing with startups and being a startup ourselves. So what do you think in being involved with Grow VC and Grow VC of course being an unorthodox working environment in many ways, what do you think have been some biggest learning points from this journey so far?
I mean, one of the biggest learning sprints has been is to work with a team that's you know, truly is global. So you get the different global aspects and you get updated information that you possibly wouldn't get working for a company just you know, in your own territory. But the other thing is that we have a, I think it's exciting to, going forward, is that we have a lot of projects that we're working on in terms of not our own, not just our own business model, but initiatives to help startups. One of the most exciting things that GrowVC had going on was the Battle of the Startup, which was very kind of exciting but simple and fun. So I think it breeds great ideas, and we're always willing to try new things and see where the market takes us. I think the other thing is that we actually listen to startups and all the individuals out there and try to constantly innovate and come up with a platform that helps the whole startup ecosystem and the community and everybody involved with our plans with GrowVC.
Awesome. So thank you, Tony, for being on the podcast today.
That's been an absolute pleasure, Marcus.
And to anybody looking to get involved with our European operations, Tony can be reached at tony@growvc.com. This basically means anyone that shares our commitment to building a healthier ecosystem in the European context for startups to actually foster more innovation. And like Tony also said, there's definitely a lot going on and a lot of exciting developments that we'll be announcing in the next few months. So stay tuned for those. But to our listeners, thanks for joining us today, and we'll be back next week.